Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey, this is Bobby. Thanks so much for joining us today. It is the 4th of July. It's a big deal. If you're here in the States, you know this is a really big day, Independence Day, where there's just a lot of cookouts, there's a lot of fireworks, there's a lot of hanging out. Most people are off work. And so if you are off work today and you're out of your normal schedule, thanks for still making this part of your routine. I'm really honored that you would. Well, as we celebrate freedom, that's really what I want to talk about today, that we would remember what this day is about, that we'd remember and we'd celebrate that freedom is great, but freedom isn't free. Freedom is wonderful to celebrate here, but not everybody has experienced that level of freedom. See, a lot of times, I think the world misdefines what freedom is. The world makes us think that freedom is a life that doesn't have any restraint. It's this mindset, I can do whatever I want to. I can say whatever I want to. I can do whatever I want to without anybody telling me what to do. Well, the problem with that is that's all selfish. Right? That's not a biblical form of freedom. Freedom that is focused on self, that says it's all about me, the world revolves around me, that's just not the right kind of freedom. That is totally selfish. See, here's what the Bible says about true freedom. It says that true freedom comes through Jesus, and here's how John 8:36 says it. It says, if the Son sets you free, then you will be really free. See, that's what true freedom is. True freedom is freedom from fear, freedom from guilt, freedom from worry, from bitterness, and from death. You're free to quit pretending. Why? Because you're free to be yourself. So the question today then is, well, how do you get rid of those kind of fears? How do you get rid of those things that aren't really free? And the simple answer is by letting God love you. That's really how simple it is. The Apostle John teaches it this way. He says in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love. Why? Because perfect love drives out all fear. See, when we begin to realize how much God loves us, that's when we begin to live in true freedom. In fact, we worship God when we recognize that God is love. It is an act of worship when we agree that He is a loving, He is a caring, He is a generous God, and that we can rely on the love that God has for us. And so, my friend, I hope you have an awesome day today. I really do. I hope you have a blast hanging out with the people that you love, the people in your life. But as you do, think about freedom, because he who the Son sets free, well, they are the ones that are free indeed.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.